What about tissue predictors of response? We've been talking about that forever, but I see, at least again in breast cancer, a lot more interest now in the neoadjuvant trials. You know, NSABP now has B40 and B41, HER2 negative, HER2 positive, really focused on looking inside the tumor, looking at complete pathologic response. What about in colon cancer? Any kind of similar strategies you can see evolving?
It seems like there should be, but to date, I think the only thing I'm aware of that's going on is a randomized trial that's looking at those patients that have the chromosome 18 defect. And if they, in fact, have a good prognostic factor, that group of patients, half are being randomized to no therapy. And it's important we get that trial done. So you've got a favorable prognostic feature, a 5-FU-based regimen, and half will get no therapy. And then for the patients that have the aggressive disease by the 18 chromosome diagnoses, they get randomized to receive FOLFOX versus a single-agent 5-FU regimen.
What about serum predictors of response? Anything exciting coming down the line?
So far, the data that's been looking at whether you can predict via VEGF has been discouraging. I think that's been unreliable. And it could be, though, that relates to bulk of tumor. It makes sense that more tumor you have around or the less, that may affect, no different than circulating, you know, HER2, whether that's really a way we can go in that direction. But I think colon cancer biologically is behind the curve with regard to breast cancer and some other diseases in terms of markers. So a little discouraging on that front. It's interesting to see the cooperative groups delve into looking at the chromosome 18 deleted patients and trying to do that trial and see if doctors will do it and do the randomization. Came out of the breast cancer literature, the topoisomerase story, and actually that makes perfect sense. We've talked about that in colon cancer. When irinotecan was being developed, that was going to be a story. And then irinotecan didn't have any competition for a while. Nobody really did the science. Everybody just received irinotecan. Oxaliplatin has frankly kind of passed it by a little bit in terms of preference. And certainly if I had the right irinotecan, I'd be looking at some of these tissue correlates and see if topoisomerase levels make a difference. Slamin's data, small, but a prospectively randomized trial, small subset of patients they've looked at today for the topoisomerase, but it certainly looks like the Adriamycin, a topoisomerase inhibitor, at least to some degree, really had an impact in that group. And one would believe that in colon cancer, there's got to be a reason why some do better with CPT-11 or irinotecan and some not.
Yeah, that presentation at San Antonio in December, I think, was one of the highlights of breast cancer the last few years, of course, along with the other adjuvant Herceptin stuff.